What does it mean that God loved the world? Well, it doesn't mean that God loved the world with a selfish love of participation. That's what 1 John 2:15 through 17 is rebuking. We do not love the world in the sense of the fallen world, where we look at the world and think that it's the only thing that matters. God so loved the world not with selfish participation, but God so loved the world with self-sacrificial redemption. God came in the person of God the Son, in the incarnation, born in a stable, to die on a cross for sinners. The intensity of God's love, the measure of God's love, the very death of the Son of God for guilty sinners, self-sacrificial to redeem from the fallen world. And that's the way we are to love the world as well. We are not to love the world with sort of a sentimentality that just tries to put a false good face on everything and to act like the world is not as bad as it really is. And we are not supposed to love the world by trying to elevate ourselves in performance to convince ourselves that we are the cream of the crop in the world. But whether we are to see that our only hope is the self-sacrificial love of Jesus Christ, who died for sinners and was raised for our justification. And we are to look at the world and in His name lead self-sacrificial lives of intense love. Do you see the scandal? The shock? The intensity? The measure of God's love? If you've put your faith in Jesus Christ, if you're united by faith to Him, God loves you personally.